I've been thinking, especially this time of the year, about the little one that was set down upon this earth, the little one that we were placed here. I picture a loving, creative God setting us down gently, but whispering in our ear, "Take care of my little one." Not in the ear of the parent, but the ear, our ear. Take care of this little one. It's precious. And that little one still lives within us. And at any point, we can become the parent to that little one that we always wanted. I know when I was little, I used to watch TV, little black and white TVs, and wish that Father Knows Best was my life, that I could live in Donna Reed's house, because I liked the parents that these people had versus the ones I have. But as I get older, I understand that we each have to become our own best parent, that we were the ones given the instruction to take care of this one. This one came to bring love and light into the world. This one holds the good. It's the dreamer. It's the one that imagines. It's the one that can be in awe. That when it goes out the first time and feels rain on its face, is so amazed. That thinks snow is the most incredible thing ever created. That the wind is magnificent. And I know that even today, that when you go out, there are certain times when you feel the atmosphere and it reminds you of when you were little and you felt it. You know that? It's like, oh my God, that's a summer day I grew up with. I remember this. And it was beautiful. And that's what our inner child holds. So if we were to really believe the things we said we believe, and if we knew our inner child was listening to what we were saying and doing, and it was impacting us, and it was providing a safe home or a very chaotic home, what would we do? How do we shore ourselves up? Do we shore ourselves up as adults, or do we shore ourselves up as the inner child? Who has the real gifts? Who has no social self, but simply lives and feels authentically? Which one is more of you than the adult? But we can pick up that inner child at any time, put it on our lap, and we can hold it and love it and become the best parent we can possibly be. We can have healthy boundaries for it. Not too long ago, I was invited to something where some of the people there have not been very friendly to me. And as I was getting ready to go, I felt her tug at me and say, "Oh, do we have to do this? Do I have to go? They're so mean to me. Why do I have to go? Why do I have to go?" It's like, no, we really should. This is what we should do. They're expecting us. And finally I went, "I'm sorry, I'm the one with the overdeveloped social self. No, we do not have to go. I'm not going to drag you there. You're not excited. You're not energized by this. You're going to balk the entire way. I'm going to put on weight. I'm not going to feel good. I'm going to have no energy. I better listen to you." Send all of them love, but most of all, take care of you and be real. So as we live our life, if we could run it through that filter of our little inner child, we would begin to live more authentically. And we will have opportunities to actually feel that in our lives. We'll actually have things that come up in front of us so that we can decide, am I going to do this or am I going to do that? As you know, we have the opportunity possibly of ending up in this church as owners of the church. But we all had to process and say, how important is this to us? Are we brick and mortar? Are we okay with either way that it goes? And so at first I thought, there's no way. I don't want to do this. So I sent a letter off to him, a nice letter saying, thanks for the opportunity, but we just can't do this. We can't put ourselves in that situation. And I thought, that's the end of that. And then we get another letter, didn't call, it says, please, we want you to put in a proposal. It's like, why isn't this going away? What's that about? And so I put a nice proposal letter together saying, we can offer you all of $2,500. And we hope that you're not offended by this, because that is not our intention. We are instead trying to put together a fund, because for us to acquire this at any price without being able to maintain it would be irresponsible on our part and would also not accomplish what you want, which is for this legacy to continue. It would be wrong. And we also said, we love the space, it's the perfect place for us, and if we are to have it, we will be supported in having it. And if not, we will find another place. But we really appreciate the time that you have given us in this space. I'm done, right? Till I get a call from Sansone Construction, thinking that we, Harmony Fellowship, own the space. And they want to know if we would be interested in selling it to them, because they are looking for large tracts of land to build homes in Crestwood and Sunset Hills. Now, I know that on their board, about 50% of them want to sell the house, the church rather, the building, to a developer for the highest price, tear it down and do this. I know that they want that. So, what do I do? Good angel, bad angel. No, we don't want to sell it. Do not ever call us again. Good angel, do you really believe what you say you believe? Will this unfold in the perfect way or not? Is it okay to lie? And when you lie, who are you hurting the most? Them or you? Because you will always know how you got it. And in that beginning will be planted the seed of the ending. So I called Joe, my conscience, outside me. Judy was working, so I couldn't call her. Would have called her too. And he said, you know what you have to do. I love my board. They will say that all the time. You have to be honest. Of course, I knew that. I just wanted to tell you what was going on. How funny the universe was. Isn't that a riot? That they're giving me an opportunity to not live in spiritual integrity, because we have this thing called free will, and we really do have it. There's a choice to be made here. I get to choose. If I really believe that we have been supported up to this point where I could start this in my home and we could evolve, if it is meant to be, it will be continued through all the support of what birthed it. Things change. Things evolve. It's not this or that. It's this or infinite possibilities. And we open ourselves to it. But I did think that was kind of funny. I had to take it one step further. Right away, Bad Angel says, but when the phone rings here, it doesn't ring here. It rings in somebody's house that's on the board, and that person is in the hospital. He will never get that call. So I had to actually go and make another call to two board members to let them know that Sansone is looking for them to see if they want to sell the building. We have to be that clear about stuff. We cannot run a game on the universe, and we shouldn't harm our inner child. They're listening. They're listening to it. And that's why that one quote is there. Above all else, do not lie. Do not lie to yourself. Because you will finally get to the point where you can't trust yourself and you can't trust anybody. And you can't love yourself and you can't love anybody. You've contaminated it. So it asks us to grow up and become the parent to the child who's always listening. To be that one. That, wow, that's the parent I want. They don't just make up stories so that they get what they want. I can trust this one. This is my good parent. So as we move through this life from this moment on, and you're going to find it just keeps wanting you to clean it up more and more and more. To find the more empowering story, to find the more compassionate story, to find the truth. To find out, do you really believe what you say you believe? I was having a conversation with a young mother who's just recently gone through a divorce. And her children are in public school, but she was raised Catholic, so she is taking them to PSR, which I think must mean public school religion. I don't know what it means. Classes, I don't know. What is it? Oh, okay. So it's so that they can learn about Catholicism. But she got upset because her child came home and said, they told me I'm going to burn in hell if I don't confess my sins. And she got very upset about this. I thought, well, they do teach that, you know. Depending on how big the sin is. And if there's nobody to clean you up right before you leave. And she said, but I don't believe that. So she went in to complain about the teacher. And the next thing you know, she is now the new PSR teacher. So now she has a workbook she has to work from. And she has children that she turns to and says, but that's not true. They'd say this. And so she wants to undo exactly what's being taught to them. And I said, you know, Harmony Fellowship is filled with me and others that we call ourselves recovering Catholic, Baptist, Lutherans, Methodist. Why do you want them to be recovering already? Why do you want to teach them that? And she said, I want them to have a firm foundation. Now, this is making all kinds of sense to her, but I can tell she's kind of like, I don't know. I said, is it your authentic self that wants them to learn this, or is it your social self? And she looked at me like, I said, is there somebody, another adult or adults, that will be pleased that this is the route you're taking? She went, oh. She got what I was saying. Her overdeveloped social self was doing this. And she said, I tell them they don't need to go to confession. They are already forgiven. Now, this is right before they're going to be making their first confession. And I said, you have got it so right. You know this stuff. You know it. You don't need to have an intermediary interjected between you and your God. You don't need that. You know this. You don't need them telling you. And then I remembered being in my 40s and divorced with a young son in Catholic school. I, at that time, did not really know what I believed and what I didn't believe, and she doesn't either. And when you're in that, especially coming out of an abusive relationship, which we both experienced, you don't have a strong core. Your inner child is very, very frightened. You are trying to find some foundation. And I could totally understand where she was coming from. And I also knew it was all going to be fine. My son's fine. I'm fine. You're fine. That what is within us is so much stronger than anything that is handed to us. It can't be harmed. It's not shaken. It's not moved. We might say we're recovering, or we might say we're remembering. That would be more accurate. We remember that sunny day when we were 4 years old and we just felt the breeze. And it was incredible.